Thailand District, Eastern Sierra Leone, the country's first and largest Ebola treatment centre. Doctors Without Borders has brought in midwife Ruth Kaufman to tend to three pregnant women suffering from the disease. Kaufman says there have been no reported cases of pregnant mothers and unborn babies surviving Ebola in Sierra Leone. Authorities do not know how many have died already.
Especially in outbreaks, there are some groups of people that are more vulnerable than others. And what we see with Ebola is that if women who are pregnant contract Ebola, that they have almost 100% mortality rate.
The Aid Group's treatment center has set up a specialized ward for these pregnant mothers, says Doctors Without Borders, Axel van Linnik.
We have pregnant women. We have currently three pregnant women in our center, and we have to deliver those women. So we have a midwife. We have been on standby since yesterday because a delivery is, of course, a very high-risk operation to carry out.
Kumba Sakila survived Ebola, but her 24-week-old fetus did not. She has been at the treatment centre 3 weeks, waiting to deliver the dead child she is still carrying. Midwife Ruth Kaufman says pregnant women need special 24-hour care, but caring for patients with Ebola is an extra challenge.
The whole way the Ebola treatment centers work and the way we can give medical care is very difficult because you can't spend a lot of time in with people, you can't spend a lot of time talking, you can't spend a lot of time, you know, providing really one-on-one care, so it makes it challenging in that way too.
The Ebola outbreak is straining an already overburdened healthcare system in a country still recovering from a devastating civil war, says Kaufman.
This outbreak is, first of all, they've lost a lot of really good health professionals. It's decimating the health infrastructure. It's going to impact everything from food production to, you know, family security to trust of the government to economy. So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to see Sierra Leone having to fight another battle.
The long-term impact of the Ebola outbreak on West Africa's maternity and infant mortality rates is still unknown. What seems certain is that the country's healthcare system remains crippled for now. Adam Bales for VOA News, Kailan, Sierra Leone.